Peter Schweitzer, feds have had Epstein client lists since 2019. By Breitbart News on July 9, 2025. Whatever the truth may be about Jeffrey Epstein's suicide or client list, he was engaged in the business of human trafficking, and that leaves a paper trail. As Peter Schweitzer noted on the most recent episode of the Drill Down podcast, investment bank J.P. Morgan Chase turned over the Epstein records it had, worth over $1 billion, to the federal government in 2019. Why haven't those records been released? The Epstein files. We have more than $1 billion were used for purposes of human trafficking, J.P. Morgan wrote to the Justice Department after Epstein's death, Schweitzer says. As Eric Eggers notes, we follow the money. So, why has no one else been investigated in light of J.P. Morgan's disclosures? On a very special episode of The Drill Down, featuring interviews they conducted while guest hosting the Sean Hannity radio show, Schweitzer and Eggers interviewed Epstein's former attorney David Shane, who said he was not surprised there was no client list or evidence Epstein tried to blackmail famous people. He continues to doubt that Epstein killed himself. However, based on the findings of Dr. Michael Bodden, whom he called the best forensic pathologist in the world, he also said Epstein asked him to do work that would only have had an impact much later, suggesting he had no intention to kill himself. If he had information about those people, logically he would have used that in his defense, Shane says. Bodden says, in all of the thousands and thousands of cases he's done, he's never seen injuries like this consistent with suicide. Period, Shane replies. The fact there's no client list doesn't mean these people might not have a problem, Schweitzer says. Do you believe there's a legal culpability? I don't think he would have blackmailed them, Shane answers. He enjoyed their company. Your listeners should be aware that a woman who sent women to Epstein gave a sworn statement to the FBI that Epstein had one rule, no one under 18, ever. She told these women, you better have a fake ID or be over 18. Shane told Schweitzer and Eggers that he thinks the profile for someone who would have killed Epstein would have been someone who wanted to be a hero, a charge he has made previously. Reacting to Attorney General Pam Bondi's statement to go to the media, Shane believes she was previously referring to the entire Epstein file on her desk, not to a definite client list. Schweitzer says, the problem I have with this case is that you have this massive amount of human trafficking. You have Ghislaine Maxwell going to jail, but no other prosecutions of anybody else. That's a fair and important point, Shane replied. Many of those wealthy people engaged in these activities, but there may not be any proof of it. Regarding Donald Trump, I can tell you unequivocally that Jeffrey Epstein had no info whatsoever about any nefarious activity involving President Trump. The Big Beautiful Bill. As part of their time on the Sean Hannity show, they also interviewed one of Congress's newest members, Florida Republican Randy Fine, who fought to pass the president's Big Beautiful Bill. Schweitzer asks what is the most important thing, and the most misunderstood thing, in the bill. The most important thing, which conservatives have wanted for decades, is the final sealing of the border. Building the wall, increasing ICE, increasing customs. Democrats have said they would give us border security if we gave amnesty to tens of millions of people. We now got everything, and we had to give them nothing. The most misunderstood thing, Fine says, are the Medicaid provisions. We cut Medicaid to people who shouldn't have it. Illegal immigrants. And people who can work. If you are an able-bodied, childless adult, you need to get off your butt and go get a job. But the people who Medicaid is for, we didn't make any changes there. That's the most misunderstood part of the bill, Fine said. Fine won a special election to fill the term of Mike Waltz, Trump's first national security advisor. In the second excerpt from today's show, the host spoke with Representative Randy Fine, RFL, who became known in the Florida legislature, he says proudly, as the Hebrew Hammer. Fine is new to Washington, and Eggers notes that Fine has not been in Washington long enough for the cesspool to become a spa, but wants to know what's the most surprising thing about Washington so far. I feel like Rome is on fire, and all people want to do is roast marshmallows in the flames, Fine replied. He's surprised by the number of speeches given to empty rooms. I love to talk. But you know what I love more? When people are listening. It boggles my mind. I'm here because President Trump asked me to be here. I'm not supposed to be here. I'm here because I believe our country is on a bad path and I think the president and the Republicans are our last, best hope, he says. The bill might not be everything that Republicans wanted. But fine lives by a maxim, never let the perfect be the enemy of the good. I think America was on the one-yard line when Donald Trump got elected. And I don't mean 1 yard to a touchdown, I mean 99 yards to a touchdown. This bill might not be perfect, but it's about getting first downs and moving the ball forward, not throwing a Hail Mary pass. For more from Peter Schweitzer, subscribe to the Drill Down Podcast.